that we would recommend.
Trying to follow the script.
4th area where the fiscal office would recommend reductions relates to commission staff travel. The governor's recommended budget anticipated 9,000 miles for mileage expense per professional staff member each year. We've already discussed eliminating the information officer, so I don't make any further reductions in the budget for that position. However, to reduce professional staff mileage to 6,000 miles per year for the 3 remaining professional staff would save the Oregon $1,845.
Okay. Concerns?
Okay. 6,000.
Next.
5th area of recommended reductions is in the area of contracted services. The governor's recommended budget includes $131,000 for contracted services for inventories and studies that are required by the federal legislation. Included in this estimate is $6,000 for inventory design. The federal government prepares similar inventories currently, and they should be able to provide the state some technical assistance in this area. Costs of the required inventories are difficult to determine precisely at this time, so the fiscal office recommends reducing the budget by $6,000 for potential savings that may be achieved in the design and execution of these inventories.
Silence is a sin.
I'll move on then. The governor's recommended budget includes $5,760 for airfare for commission members to attend meetings. The rationale for that was that one or two members that the governor may appoint could reside in areas of the state of Oregon that may require air travel to commission meetings. Discussing the possibility of that, I think the fiscal office would recommend eliminating this from the budget. I think if an appointment should be made in such an area, I think the commission should be urged to look for offsetting savings in other areas.
Maybe they were planning on having someone from Senator Hannon's district.
Well, I don't think you can get a commercial flight to Hood River.
Yeah.
You probably have to fly to Portland and rent a car.
Yes, just keep off.
Which is fine. I think that for that kind of circumstances, the commission can make adjustments for that.
Yeah. Okay.
The last item is a reduction of the $1,000 budgeted for other services and supplies, as I described. Because this is the initial budget for the commission, there is little or no expenditure history available for use and analysis. Providing $1,000 for unanticipated expenditures does not provide a sufficient cushion should a real emergency arise anyway, and budgeted amounts in other categories should allow some flexibility.
What's LFO's recommended total? That's the
fiscal office would recommend reductions of $60,000 in the governor's recommended budget, $3,960 in professional services, and $56,040 in services and supplies. These numbers may not reflect specifically what you have on my handout. I estimated approximately $2,000 in savings related to the elimination of the information officer. We could change that figure to $1,627 to arrive at the even $60,000.
So we have $60,000 in savings that we've identified within this budget. At this time, I'd like to recess the committee and get back here in about 10 minutes. I'd like a little help from the fiscal officer. I could have that.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, before we do that quick recess, could I be sure of what the LFO recommendation includes staff for the commission of what? Can you tell me in a nutshell?
5 full-time equivalent positions that would include a director, 2 senior level planners, a clerical specialist, and an administrative assistant.
So of course they would have the flexibility, Senator Thorne, to make that decision.
Sure.
Yeah.
But what we're basically dealing with in a commission that is yet to be created are 5 positions, you've answered my question. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
Senator Hannon,
I do have a question, and that is, the reduction of the 60,000 And I, sorry, but I don't have a complete breakdown of the budget here. How much is going to be used for complete contractual services per the county's request? Or is this an issue?
There's nothing in the budget to do that. And so the issue really is, having identified the $60,000, is whether we can find some language or some means by which we could transfer these dollars to the counties to assist them in planning. That requires just a little bit more work, just another few minutes of work. But that's exactly our issue.
Okay. Is this our issue that we're recessing?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll get back to hear about recess until 2:30. I'll reconvene the Public Safety Subcommittee. We're continuing our work session. And you can never remember the bill.
House Bill 5065.
House Bill 5065. The first thing to do, I think, is to divide the appropriations so that after looking at the $60,000, which includes a personnel cut, a recommendation under personnel services, which shows up in the appropriation bill as an administrative expense, move it over to contracted services. So there'd be $375,000 in administration and $185,000 for contractual services. That action then reflects the adjustments. And the second thing I would wish to do is to ask the subcommittee for a budget note that will direct the Gorge Commission to consider partially reimbursing counties for extraordinary expenses incurred in implementation of the act. I'll read that out when we get to it. So what we're doing is removing the $60,000 so they cannot spend it in administration services, putting the category of contracted services, and then specifically mentioning counties as a possible contracting agent. So the chair will move that we divide the appropriations as I discussed. Is there objection to that?
Mr. Chairman, maybe just for the sake of because we've kind of been working off of a piece of brown paper, if you will, can we just have Rick Burke put those numbers on the board?
Sure,
as they are. So now your proposal would allow personnel costs, and I'm looking at as a kind of a format the LFO sheet dated February 11. Is that can I work off of that sheet? Is that
no? I'm working off an imaginary appropriations bill that has a number.
I have two lines.
Jack, explain.
Yes, the LFO worksheet, just to briefly talk about it was based on something provided to me by the Gorge director on how they arrived at the $560,000 that was included in the governor's recommended budget. The governor's recommended budget, which you also have in front of you, has a large amount for services and supplies and only a very small amount for personal services, which relates to compensation for commission members.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than making our reductions in personnel costs as it would appear on the legislative fiscal sheet, there will be a very small amount in personal service costs as in the Oregon budget.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of our change will be in services and supplies. I don't know if I answered your question there. As Representative McCracken pointed out, basically, we're talking about a $560,000 appropriation, which will be divided into two categories. But if I didn't answer your question,
you have basically before we recessed, we had identified potential savings in the governor's recommended budget of $60,000.
That's correct.
The proposal before us is to add back the $60,000 into the subject area of contracted services, and then you're going to spell out in a supplemental kind of budget note that would give the committee's understanding on how that money would be used.
That is correct. And specifically, we're taking $3,960 out of personal services and putting that into services and supplies. That is the only change in the governor's recommended budget as it is before you in the booklet here.
Senator Hand, there is a motion on the table dealing with budget dividing in that way. So, Senator Hand.
By adopting this format that you have laid out here, although we don't have the FTE positions of the two senior planners, are they still given at the discretion of the commission, and the senior planners can be funded out of the contracted services?
No. They can only be funded out of the administrative expenditures, out of the 375. We've given them enough for five positions, for Oregon's share of the five positions.
Plus the commissioner's expense.
Right.
And that is included in the $375,000.
Correct.
So the $185,000 is to contract with services with the affected counties.
Well, no, they have a budget in for $125,000 that they proposed to contract out, not necessarily with counties. In fact, I don't believe that there was their state intent to contract with counties at all. But I think counties would make a case that some of those services, like the inventories, be contracted with counties. But no, they were planning on having some outside folk do that work. This adds the $60,000 that we identified as savings to contractual services with the intent that it be used to, with the intent that the commission consider allocating that to counties to reimburse them for extraordinary costs.
Well, if I can ask the next question, it is, but the full amount can go out to private planners that may be contracted by the commission?
Yes.
Okay. Can be contracted out to the counties?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this following, I'm not trying to raise any red herrings, but does this follow the intent of the federal enabling legislation?
Yes.
And it does not put us, at this point, at odds with the state of Washington?
It does not put us at odds with the state of Washington. Should have, and it would not affect any of their legislative processes, in my opinion.
Thank you.
President Jones.
The $60,000 then is more or less discretionary as to whether the counties get it or not, if I heard you right.
Well, that is correct, Representative Jones. They could spurn counties. Now, if they did that, then they would be running afoul of legislative intent, which could have some potential effects upon them. They will also run afoul, presumably, of the counties themselves.
Right. But they won't, you didn't plan on a budget, don't you?
Yeah, I have a budget now.
Yeah, that's what that's for.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would not suffice.
Yeah. Mr. Cannon.
Mr. Chairman, if I could interject for a moment. Six of the 12 commission members from the two states are to be from those counties. Two additional members from each state are to be from the Gorge area. The six members are to be appointed by the counties, so the majority of the commission will be from those counties, if that would help alleviate your fears in that regard.
Well, but not from Oregon counties.
That's correct.
It's not correct to say a majority of the commission would have representation from Oregon counties, and Oregon counties are different because they've been through a land use planning system for the last decade or more.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, it removes the statement as far as air travel is concerned. Talk about Eastern Oregon, so they're all going to come from these three counties.
That's right.
Down there, and then
he's definitely supporting that. Okay, are there objections to the motion which divides the appropriations and places, well, in fact, the motion would include placing those items in this blank bill appropriating for the purpose of the administration of the Columbia River Gorge Commission? Hearing none, that's carried. The budget, no. would relate specifically to the $185,000 contracted services. It would say, it is the intent of this subcommittee
that the monies appropriated for contracted services for studies and inventories required by the Federal Act are also available to partially reimburse counties for extraordinary expenses incurred with implementation of Oregon's new Columbia River Gorge planning era. Chair would move that budget report. Discussion?
Budget note.
No. Well, I would say there's no.
Mr. Chairman, I'll support that motion. I just want to clearly state for the record, so that in case there's ever any future history looking back at legislative intent, then it would be the legislative intent of the subcommittee that counties are in fact reimbursed for extraordinary costs.
Yes, that would be, that's the intent of the subcommittee.
Mr. Chairman, I think the message carries also that it's up to the counties to be a participant in this thing, and not to, for them to show up on the doorstep of the commission some morning and say, and by the way, for the last 6 months we've had extraordinary costs. I think the budget note contrives a situation where it's a two-way street, and if the commission is going to be needing a substantial amount of employer material from a county, the county's going to have to acknowledge that that's going to be forthcoming, and they ought to step forth and try to hammer out an agreement in advance of the cost, I suppose, and therefore the implication of the contract. Does that make sense to you, Dan, what we're trying to accomplish? It doesn't imply an outright grant,
exactly.
But by the same token, it gives both the commission and the counties an opportunity to work out an agreement. If in fact there's going to be something expected that's extraordinary, there ought to be some way of compensating for that.
Appreciate that, Mr. Chairman.
And Senator Wise.
And I think it's part of our intent here to encourage, I agree totally with what Senator Thorne said about they're going to work together. It's going to be a discussion with the counties and the commission about work that's going to be done after the discussion. But I think one of the other things that we're thinking about here is encouraging all the counties on both sides of the river to be brought fully into it, the staff as well as the members of the counties, so that our neighbors in Washington will feel good as a county basis of getting involved in this, as well as the Oregon one. So this is part of the whole two-state cooperation approach to this.
Okay. Mr. Montgomery, would you like to come up and discuss a couple of things? Just so that you can ask any questions if you'd like to come up. You didn't remember what you'd like. I just wanted to just have a little talk about dollars. We identified $60,000 in savings and put it into contractual services. Recognizing $60,000 doesn't go more than what 25% of the way in meeting the kinds of requests that were made. Officially, this isn't appropriated, but it is $60,000 in contractual services more than was asked for by the commission. So there's some message there in terms of the amount. Also, of course, if expertise is available within Hood River County or within Multnomah or Wasco County to carry out some of the other activities that might be carried out by a private consultant, that also the counties would have the opportunity to be considered, to give you an idea of the range of the kinds of options that might be available.
Do you need any more clarification?
Mr. Chairman, the only question I'd have is identification of the word extraordinary. What's extraordinary to a small county with not much money may not be extraordinary to a commission.
All right. The definition of extraordinary really means planning responsibilities that exceed Oregon's land use requirements, which are pretty stringent. It's in fact the toughest in the nation, I believe. And now we have a federal overlay of
planning requirements. And so it would seem to me that that would be extraordinary. So any work that was done to work towards those new federal targets and adjustments have to be in your plan are extraordinary.
Then I would have no problem because any amount of funding we can receive in a small county would be of assistance, of course. And as I said earlier, I think it is a partnership, and we expect to put some money into it. We know we should, but we would expect the state to be a partner.
And Senator Thorne's caution to you was to not try to come in late and with a bill, you know. And also, this puts a lot of onus on the counties themselves to work hard with the commission and get the commission's attention.
Well, that's the main thing we're after, Mr. Chairman, is to maintain their attention.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hannon.
Could you identify if Multnomah, Hood River, and Wasco's land use plans for those counties have been already approved by LCDC?
Yes, all three of the plans, okay. Chairman, have been
approved. So extraordinary would be those plans that would be required restrictiveness beyond, as the chairman just indicated, that is approved in your land use plan.
And that would mean, Mr. Chairman, that we could draw against it instead of taking a, in case we have to boundary change and cascade locks, like I mentioned earlier, and it costs us $1,000 to do it. Is that how you'd anticipate it working?
Well, you're not going to get, remember, the word is partial reimbursement.
Yes.
You're getting a little help with those kind of activities. Now, additionally, I would like understood that should the LCDC budget be successful in passing this body, that there are dollars for counties specifically for periodic review and for plan amendment, which you should seek if you feel you need assistance in those areas, because I do believe, well, Multnomah County certainly is going to need that if they're going to remain on the periodic review schedule. You are going to have some plan amendments to deal with, and so you should also bear that opportunity in mind.
I get in trouble. The more we talk about it, the more you mentioned if you have something that requires $1,000 expenditure before you, I think you better have an agreement with the commission before you do something that you would expect $1,000 reimbursement for. I'd be more inclined to think that you would agree upon a series of things and try to involve yourself in the contract and then proceed rather than having it be implied that this is a pot that you draw the nickels and the dimes out of.
I think that's very helpful, Senator Thorne. Clarifies the kind of
you
approach.
You need to make sure that what the chairman just pointed out, that contrary to what seems to be some popular belief, that maybe the reason we got into this discussion was the fear that there was absolutely no money for planning left in the governor's recommended budget. To the contrary, there is some money, for, as was pointed out, for plan amendments and periodic review, and I could envision, I believe, a situation where the commission might become involved in needing some revision to plans that would allow entree to the LCDC appropriation. Is that not correct, Rick? Sue, you have that budget. It isn't a question of you being hung out on just this amount of money. There's another avenue that we have available to you.
Okay. Senator Wires. Okay. Mr. Burke.
Mr. Chairman, members, I'd recommend that you further burden the record with this statement that I've put up here on the board, that Oregon's general fund appropriation in this bill is intended to provide the overall matching required to be matched by any subsequent appropriation by the state of Washington, so that you're talking about an overall lump sum level of effort rather than a dime for dime match on minor administrative expenses. The argument in favor of that being that the legislature may in fact come along later and appropriate additional money for this or that or the next thing and automatically provide salary adjustment monies for Columbia River's Oregon Commission or something like that. So you can't make a precise match at this point in time. The governor's office, I think, was concerned about that earlier, and if you don't need to make a precise match, you need to identify the overall level of effort for our state and contrast that to that of Washington.
Mr. Burt, do they budget annual budgets or biannual?
I presume, Mr. Chairman, Senator Hanna, that the Washington Assembly will make an annual appropriation in this case. And it may be in an omnibus bill. I'm not sure it'd be as easy to find as the specific appropriation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I believe I can include that statement for the record in my motion with the budget note. Is that understood that it's in the motion? Okay, I guess we're ready for that one. Any objections to that motion? Putting the budget note in the statement of record carries. So we've amended House Bill 5065, excuse me, conceptually, and the Legislative Council will have the language ready. And we've added a budget note and a statement for the record to it. So the chair now moves House Bill 5065 as amended by the subcommittee to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Objections?
This is going to be to fill in. Some we're words. Going to have the clerical people fill in these blanks.
Yeah.
So when it goes to the full, we'll have it.
We'll have those. It won't be printed. We'll have an LC amendment that goes to the full. Okay. Carries. We hope to have that then tomorrow morning for our full committee. And that will represent the second piece that this committee has put out in a week of the Governor's 60-day agenda. That will mean this subcommittee has delivered 25% of the Governor's 60-day agenda within a month. So I think we can feel pretty good about that.
That should get nothing more than a gold star.
two gold stars. Okay. So no further business being before us. We'll adjourn until Monday. You get the day off, too, the reward.
We do?
Yeah.
Tomorrow
I can escape the punches of the president's office.
You didn't make it my motion.
it's to
add a federal funds I've and other it. Funds expenditure limitation of
here,
$1.
Sorry. Let's just read Okay, it's this line 7, line 11. And this
okay, that House Bill 5065 be further amended. In line 7, delete dollar sign blank and insert $1. In line 11, delete dollar sign blank and insert $1.
And the last paragraph.
And. In section 4, that states, notwithstanding any other law, all sections of this act are subject to executive department rules and regulations related to allotting, controlling, and encumbering funds. Objections to the motion. Chair moves House Bill 5065 to the full committee to pass recommendation. Objection?
All right. Thank you.